when it comes to certain mainstream narratives that many of us may have encountered in our lives, most notably on the BBC documentary, when it narrates the story of Prophet Muhammad, it goes by a certain narration that if we look to the chronology of events and we combine different parts of the life of the Prophet together, we realize it cannot be true. And the mainstream narrative of the way in which Prophet Muhammad receives the revelation is that on the 27th of Rajab, as he was in Ghar Hira on his own, the angel Gabriel descends upon him and he hears the word Iqra. And the Prophet does not know what's happening, does not know where the voice is coming from. And this is the narration that most of us, I'm sure, are acquainted with. Iqra. And he says, I can't read. And he says, Iqra. And he says, I can't read, until Gabriel squeezes him and even in some reports strikes him. And here Prophet Muhammad feels that he is going crazy, that he may be delirious. He was going to jump off the cliff at the time, astaghfirullah, a'udhu billah, to commit suicide. He panics. He doesn't know what's happening and where the voice is coming from, and it's too heavy on him. And he runs down from the mountain and he runs to his wife Khadija and he tells her what happened. And Sayyidah Khadija tells him, your Prophet, she knows and he doesn't know. And she takes him to her cousin, who also reaffirms and tells him, you're a Prophet. So even her cousin knows and he doesn't know. And it seems like everyone knows that Rasulullah is a Prophet except Rasulullah. Well, of course, we stated that Prophet Muhammad had known that he was a Prophet from the very beginning. And he was simply awaiting for his command. When he would go up to Ghar Hira, he was waiting for the revelation. He was awaiting the word of God. And he was awaiting his mission to begin. And indeed, it began on that day, on the 27th of Rajab, when he was alone in Ghar Hira. Gabriel finally descended upon him and told him to begin his mission, but did not tell him Iqra, because the first words of the Quran were not revealed in Rajab. Rajab is the day of Mab'ath, the day of the Ba'tha, the day of the mission begins. But the Quran was not revealed on this day, and I'll get to that point later on. So Prophet Muhammad now begins his official mission. Our reports tell us that he exits the cave and he comes down from the mountain, and the trees and the plants and the rocks and the stones, they begin to whisper and speak to him, of course, in the language of the unseen, saying, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And he comes down, and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam tells us that the Prophet was mustabshiran masrura. He was smiling, he was calm and happy. He was waiting for this moment. There was no panic. There was no a'udhu billah, a feeling of suicide or jumping off a cliff or not knowing what's happening, especially, you know, an angel going to strike him. He comes down, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, who had already known about the mission of the Prophet Muhammad, according to many narrations, that he had spoken to him about this. The Prophet speaks to Sayyidah Khadija and he speaks to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they are the first to enter into the fold of Islam in its official standing.